Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, when they found the true cross. This is its exaltation. It's a day to glorify God for what he did for us, that he died upon a cross. May his cross be lifted high. May his cross, where he died for you and me, may that cross be exalted. May that cross be seen. It's hidden more and more. You find it in fewer and fewer buildings and places, fewer and fewer and still fewer people wear a cross or a crucifix. All of us as Christians should, but certainly us as Catholics should. I'm not talking about a huge cross. I'm talking about a cross that you can carry that reminds you of the one to whom you belong, of the one who died for you to save you. Use this day to thank him in a particular way. Kiss the cross. Thank him that he made a way for you for eternal life by his death on the cross. May this day be a day of thanksgiving. Let's take a look at the first reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Isn't that what we do? We've got so many of these readings recently in the scriptures, in the mass readings, and I keep thinking how human this is, what our human nature does. They had so many miracles that God worked for them in their 40 years in the desert. But they got tired of being 40 years in the desert, and it only took that long because of their disobedience. But they don't pay attention. They don't keep thanking God. They don't hold up before them, God did this for us, God did that for us, God did the other thing for us, and help them to stir up their faith again in the hardships they were in right then. How true is that for us? It's so easy to love God when everything is going fine. But what happens to us when an unforeseen blow comes into our lives, in the lives of those we love? What happens? Where is God? Does God really care? There couldn't be a God to allow this. And on and on and on. That's what the people did in their 40 years in the desert. Let's learn from them. Let's not go down the same road. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. God was providing for them every day in the desert. We're disgusted. We hate this wretched food. They were forgetting God as the source of all this. They got so caught up in the difficulties they were encountering. And part of the reason they were encountering the difficulties was that they refused to believe in him. And oftentimes God has to use difficult circumstances to wake us up and to say, Lord, I'm sorry, this misfortune or that misfortune that's come upon me. If I'm really honest, I know it's because I didn't follow you, didn't believe in you. Will you please forgive me and will you help me? And you pray that way and God does it. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents. So the punishment, sometimes the suffering we have is a punishment. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. And then the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. They finally woke up. We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a seraph mounted on a pole, and if any who have been bitten look at it, they will live. Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it upon a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. This is the feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. The cross, brothers and sisters, lifted high. The large crucifix in our churches, the crucifix that we perhaps wear around our neck, or that we have something in our pocket, or that we keep it in prominent place in home so we can see it. Lift high that cross. Today, as we exalt this cross, as we raise it high, make sure that you do it personally. Don't just make a token out of it. Lift high the cross of Christ. It is the cross that saves us. It is the cross that redeems us because of the one who was willing to be obedient to the Father and die upon that cross. Draw near to him. Receive the healing he has for you. Receive the help. Receive the wisdom. That whatever trials you're bearing right now, you may see the wisdom in God allowing it in your life. And that you might find the healing and the freedom that he so desires to give you. But come to him. Don't just complain. Come to him. Ask him for help. Every day, ask him for help. And the power of Christ's cross, the power of his suffering, will bear fruit in your life. Psalm 78, do not forget the works of the Lord. That's what I'm just saying. Do not forget the works of the Lord. Recall what he has done for you in the past. Recall his goodness. Hearken, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter mysteries from of old. While he slew them, they sought him and inquired after God again, remembering that God was their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouths and lied to him with their tongues, though their hearts were not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful to his covenant. That's our history, brothers and sisters, of the human race upon the face of the earth. There are times when we laud him and magnify his name and rejoice in him, and then there are times when things don't go our way that we turn against God and we complain against him, just like they did in the Old Testament. But he, being merciful, forgave their sin and destroyed them not. Often he turned back his anger and let none of his wrath be roused. You have no idea, and we won't until we see him, how many things we'll realize at that moment, how many things we should have been punished for, that we were only lightly corrected. Brothers and sisters, don't ever doubt his love for you. And even when he disciplines us, don't doubt his love for you. Any parent knows that. And when you discipline your child, you don't want to, but when you discipline your child, you do it because you know that this is the best way to love that child at that moment. And there's a certain analogy with us. God knows sometimes when we need to be chastised, we need to experience punishment in some way. Not to condemn us, but to set us free, to heal us, to get our sights set. It's like somebody taking your head in his hands and making sure that you're looking the way you should, looking in the direction you should. In this case, looking at the face of the Son of God. That's how he reorients us, both to our rightful place, but also to the gifts that he wants to give us. God's punishment, when it comes, is only to set us free, not to ever to destroy us. That's why we need to ask for greater faith, so that we can recognize his hand when it's God's hand and when it's something or someone else that can be dealt with differently. But sometimes it actually is God allowing something to call our attention, to wake us up, to look to him and to say, Lord, I think I'm doing something wrong here, and I don't know what it is. It's in my thinking, or it's in my actions, or it's in my past decisions, or whatever. Just be honest with God. Say, would you help me, please? Help me to see the truth. Help me to follow you more closely. Help me to give up this sin, that I might follow you. And the second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus. This is a passage I want you to read out loud to yourself every day. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May God give you the grace and the power to make those words your own and to proclaim him in thought, word, and deed as the Savior of the world. For he is truly that. And the gospel for today, John chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up," he means on the cross, "so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Oh, brothers and sisters, draw near. As I mentioned last week, I want to do a series of talks in this month on suffering, because though we talk about it sometimes, and I certainly have referred to it, it is an area that I think can cause us to want to run in the other direction. Any kind of suffering, we want to avoid it. And I understand that. I can do that too. But that's not what we're called to. God allows suffering in our lives so that we will draw close to him to find help. He calls us through our suffering to draw near to him so his imprint on us is deeper, so we become more like him. He's after uniting us to himself. And sometimes because of our pride, our arrogance, our indifference, we don't pay any attention to the call of God and the voice of God. And brothers and sisters, sometimes through suffering, it's the only way that the Lord can get our attention. But even apart from the suffering, he calls each one of us. And I want you to be able to draw closer and closer to him as you carry the cross that he has given you. So stay tuned for next week. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.